The 138th running of the Preakness in Baltimore, flying hooves and flowing fetlocks, things of that nature. But what about the shoes? Horseshoes, that is. Reporter Sam Gallant of WTMD in Towson, Maryland, has the story of the Baltimore equine shoe specialist with an impressive track record.
Athletes know that footwear plays a major role in performance and comfort. The same goes for equine athletes. Just ask David Erb. He's the president of Victory Racing Plates, an 85-year-old horseshoe manufacturer based in Baltimore.
Just like when you go into a sporting goods store and you look at the wall and see all the different shoes for human runners or human competition, there are many, many different styles for horses as well.
You can't just lace up a horseshoe like a Nike or a Reebok. It takes a lot of work to swap out shoes for racehorses, which are reshod about every 3 weeks.
Hoofs come in all different shapes. We make a standard shape to use as the basis for any shoeing job, but the farrier's job is to adapt that shoe by bending it using a hammer and a stall jack to conform to the actual configuration of the hoof. One size does not fit all, although many times the shoe comes out of the box and goes right on the hoof without any modification because we hit it dead on in our shape.
A farrier, or blacksmith, is the person doing the work with horseshoes or racing plates. One such farrier working in Maryland is Joe Ludford, who describes the difference between steel shoes and aluminum racing plates.
This is a steel one, this is an aluminum one, and you can see the difference in the wear. This is the ground level. It wears at its toe much more on the aluminum and around the edges, and also wears where the foot moves. And that's from the wall moving back and forth across the aluminum. It wears it. Every time they hit the ground, the wall opens up, and then it closes. It opens up and closes.
Back at the Victory Racing Plate factory, David Erb takes us on a tour. The process for making these horseshoes is intensive. They start with coiled aluminum, bend it, press it, heat it, cut it, drill it, polish it, and then box it up to send it out to farriers the world over. David says technology has allowed them to make horseshoes lighter and stronger, and that an ounce on the foot is worth a pound on the back of a horse. Even Seabiscuit wore aluminum Victory racing plates.
Seabiscuit actually wore Victory racing plates during the entire campaign, you know, of Seabiscuit's life. In the movie, it's interesting that they show this big, heavy steel shoe in a scene in the barn, and someone like me, I would pick up on that. Maybe the average person wouldn't even see that it was a steel horseshoe, but that horseshoe would never, ever be used on a real thoroughbred racehorse. It's just far too heavy.
Seabiscuit never won a Triple Crown, and in over 100 years of racing, it's only been done 11 times. Out of those 11, 8 of the winners wore Victory racing plates. For only a game, I'm Sam Gallant.
To view Sam Gallant's Victory Racing photos, please visit our website, onlyagame.org.